My dad used to say, time waits for no man and very few women.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Middle age is that time when your age starts to show around your middle. That time when you suddenly realize you're running short on time to do things you vowed you'd do back when you were 24. And so you find yourself engaged in activities you simply should not be engaged in. There you are on a sunny Saturday being dragged by a 16,000 horsepower ski boat steered by a stock car racer named Bubba, trying to avoid fishing boats and beads of water that smack you in the eyes like buckshot. Ah, the Middle Ages. One of my friends, I won't name names, but Ron Nickel receives this guy's credit card statements, bought a high-powered motorcycle, then sold it when he came within a whisker of crashing. Another guy, whose initials are Vance Newdorf, took up hang gliding and limped to our meeting of something we call the Circle of Six, holding his lower back and sounding like he was giving birth to triplets. Ah! Sitting around the fire, we spoke of things we intended to do when we were younger, but hadn't because we were held back by time, or loving wives, or insurance policies. I'd like to cycle across the country, said one. Everyone nodded. I'd like to garden with my wife, said another. Everyone gasped. One even confessed that he'd like to learn the ukulele and give concerts. We got a little more serious then. Someone told of a friend who had plans and money for a grand retirement, only discover he'd run out of health, he'd run out of time. I guess we spend our early years wishing time would hurry up, our middle years trying to find more of it, and our latter years wondering where in the world it went. Time is one versatile guy. It flies, it heals wounds, time will tell. Time marches on, everywhere are reminders of time. We have clocks on our wrists and our cell phones, our stereos and dashboards, on street signs and buildings. We dangle clocks around our necks, in our pockets, and in most rooms of the house. One day archaeologists are going to dig up our stuff and say, hey, they must have worshipped these things. Stand back, this one's still ticking. We are constantly trying to make up for lost time. We rush about as if we're going to find it someplace. We're so stressed we drink Pepto-Bismol as gravy. To avoid the avalanche of time, we buy juicers, yoga size, nip, tuck, wear spandex, medicate, diet. We visit 339 million anti-aging websites, then try another diet, one that really works. That's why I love the way the Bible marries realism and hope. In Psalm 103, we read, "Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers we bloom and die. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him." Psalm 90:12 has helped me on my journey to laugh again. It says, "Teach us how short our lives are, so that we may be wise." And if we do this, we just may find that we don't have enough time left for petty stuff like discussing someone else's failures. We won't have time to whine and complain that the previous generation got it wrong and the next generation doesn't get it at all. We won't have time for things that are really ugly and disgusting, including much of what's on tabloids and television. We won't have time to sit around comparing what can't be taken to the next world, things like bank accounts, titles, and temporary achievements. We discover that time is precious, that we should spend it brightening someone's day, helping those less privileged, loving the forgotten, and gazing into the night sky. Because of Jesus, we are promised the riches of eternity, where time will be extinct. But for now, we are allowed the riches of today. So, maybe I'll sign up for those ukulele lessons after all.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.